oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There are two kinds of failures in public office. The first is human, the occasional mistake that comes with doing a hard job. The second is ideological. When you believe in a theory so strongly that you keep applying it long after it's proven not to work. Let me introduce you to someone who's doing just that, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. He's crossed that line more than once. He isn't just a man who made a few bad calls. He's built an entire prosecutorial culture that protects violent offenders more than it protects their victims. And the results are written in blood. Let's start with the most recent case, the one that we've been talking about, the one that finally forced even Krasner himself to admit, yeah, we could have done better. Yeah, you think? But that silent reflection, don't bring her back. Because you know you could have done better before you did it. Those five words came after 23-year-old Kata Scott vanished from a nursing home shift earlier this month. 2 weeks later, her body was discovered in a shallow grave behind an abandoned Philadelphia middle school. The man charged with her kidnapping, 21-year-old Keon King, wasn't a stranger to that office. Earlier this year, he'd already been arrested for stalking, kidnapping, and strangling another woman. Prosecutors had surveillance video showing the attack. They had evidence. They had the chance to stop him. When the victim didn't appear in court, even though all of this was on video, all of this was documented, you don't even truly need the victim to be in court to be re-victimized, having to stand next to the perpetrator of these crimes, the predator. When she didn't appear in court, Krasner's team dropped the case. No conviction, no follow-up, no preventative measures. Just, nope. No thoughts of considering, gee, maybe this person is fearful for their own well-being. Nope, even though we have you on tape doing these horrible things, aren't 50-second chances lovely? Go ahead, keep going. Keep going. We believe in the power of healing. You ignorant fuck. 2 months later, Kata Scott was gone. That's not hindsight. That's negligence with a calendar. And this isn't an isolated failure. It's a pattern. It's one that's been documented again and again during Krasner's 7 years in office. Under his watch, the conviction rate for violent crimes in Philadelphia has plummeted, dropping to roughly 33%, according to a 2022 Philadelphia Inquirer analysis. Police arrest people, prosecutors cut them loose. And violent offenders keep walking back into neighborhoods already drowning in fear. The city's commissioner, Daniel Outlaw, that's her name, Outlaw, has called it a revolving door. Officers risk their lives to make arrests, and the DA's office lets the same offenders out before the ink dries on the paperwork. And we all know the Philadelphia DA's office is filled with lovely individuals who always do their job well, like Ellen Greenberg's case. Oh, wait. Oh, now he's the governor. Huh. Funny how that works. And when they reoffend, the pattern is depressingly predictable. In 2020, then U.S. Attorney William McSwain publicly accused Krasner's office of leniency in at least 10 violent crime cases where defendants later committed murders or serious assaults. You can argue politics all day long, but you can't argue with the funerals that followed. In 2019, Officer James O'Connor IV was shot dead, killed during a raid. The suspect, Hassan Elliott, had a prior illegal gun violation and was free on new drug charges that Krasner's office had chosen to drop. Same story, different victim. Then there's the gun violence crisis. Despite record numbers of gun arrests, the Krasner era has delivered fewer gun convictions than any administration in recent memory. The Inquirer found that defendants charged with illegal firearm possession were being convicted at dramatically lower rates, even as shooting soared. These aren't low-level marijuana cases. They're gun felonies. People arrested with illegal weapons in a city already breaking homicide records. Krasner's office has argued that these declines reflect complex cases and witness cooperation issues. Sure, but every DA before him faced the same problems without watching the conviction rate collapse by half. What changed isn't the evidence, it's the ideology. Which should probably be called ignorance. Krasner came into office as a civil rights defense lawyer, not a career prosecutor. He ran on reform, reducing mass incarceration, eliminating cash bail for nonviolent crimes, undoing decades of punitive sentencing. On paper, it may sound noble. In practice, it has turned Philadelphia into a social experiment where the lab rats are real people and they're getting killed. There's a difference between mercy and neglect, between giving people a second chance and giving predators a free pass. Krasner's policy buried that line. He promised to focus on rehabilitation, but his office can't even handle basic supervision of repeat violent offenders, more or less rehabilitation. He promised to prioritize justice, but his prosecutors now drop nearly half of all felony cases, a figure reported by the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. That's not progress. That's called paralysis, dipshit. And every time someone like Keon King slips through, the response is the same. Regret without reform. I'm glad you can say, we could have done better. That's more than most. When pressed about the earlier kidnapping case, Krasner admitted his office should have moved forward with the video evidence. Oh, you think? Translation, they had enough to prosecute. They just didn't. He even said keeping King behind bars could have made all the difference. Could have? It would have. This isn't about politics. It's about competence. And if you strip away the campaign slogans and activist talking points, you're left with a DA who talks like a defense lawyer, even when he's supposed to be protecting the public. Krasner's defenders love to say his critics are fear-mongering, but numbers don't lie. Philadelphia has endured record homicide counts in multiple years under his watch. And when your conviction rates for violent crime sinks to a third, you don't get to call that reform. You get to call that failure. And here's what makes it worse. Krasner's known it's a problem. He's acknowledged mistakes before, but words are all we ever get. No internal audit, no disciplinary action, no change in procedure, just another press conference and another soundbite about lessons learned. Meanwhile, the city keeps learning those lessons the hard way. It's time to stop pretending this is about political labels. This isn't progressive versus tough on crime. This is about a DA who forgot what his job actually is. The duty of a district attorney isn't to balance ideology. It's to enforce the law that protects the public. Period. And when an elected official keeps making decisions that let violent people back onto the streets over and over again, that is not reform. That's reckless indifference. Ask the families of Officer O'Connor or the loved ones of Kata Scott how much comfort they find in Krasner's theory of justice. Ask the neighborhoods where gunfire is a nightly soundtrack if they feel empowered by fewer convictions. Ask the police officers still risking their lives why they should keep arresting the same suspects when the DA's office keeps waving them through the revolving door. At some point, this stops being a criminal justice issue and becomes a moral one, a common sense one. Because if you know your policies are putting people in danger, if you can draw a straight line from dropped charges to dead victims, and you still do nothing to change it, you're not just failing at your job, you're complicit in the outcome. That's where Philadelphia is right now. And that's on Larry Krasner.
Says we could have done better.
But he hasn't. And people keep dying while he figures out how. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You will find us there. You can also find us wherever you get podcasts. Do that same search, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. We are going to stay on this case. We are going to keep exposing corruption in power. And if you want to help us, please do. Hit subscribe, share this. More people need to know this is going on. And the only way to do that is by you sharing this. Because the algorithms, guess what? They're more about protecting the predators than they are about the people. They are. The algorithms out there, they don't like icky words. They don't like people exposing this sort of shit. They don't. To start sharing. And let's take the power back. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.